All right. Tell the Truth Monday. Really important day for us with the whole team each week. Getting right back to the truth of how we played, wins, losses, and important one. One of the things for the team that we talked about today, our challenge is to find out what we can be, not set up for what we already are. I think that message resonates with me a lot because we're always looking for a constant state of improvement. And for instance, defensively, we're just trying to improve our third down and how we can affect the quarterback more. In that way, we improved. Our turnover margin certainly is one that we're going to continue to work on all the time. So that constant state of improvement each week, finding things to improve on and get better at, it's absolutely at the core of what we do, and that's no different today. That's why it's such an important message for the guys.
Hey, Coach, what are some of the truths you have to share with the offense, and how can they improve going forward? The red zone numbers and third down numbers have been going down.
For sure, and I think an area of emphasis for us in our whole offense, you know, it's the run game, it's the keepers, the play action, the dropbacks, all that works together. And so we'll be at our best when we don't start some drives with some first and 20s and some long ones. That can make it extremely tough to get going. So, for one, let's get rid of some of the penalties that start a drive at first and 20. So hard to convert when you get to that. We're at our best when we have the managing third downs that we like. As far as the red zone, you know, certainly when we're heading down there, it's touchdowns, not field goals. And I believe of our turnovers, I think four of the 10 this year have occurred down in the red zone. So that's a factor for sure as well. And area's emphasis for us this week, and certainly an area we can get better at.
Timing in the passing game off? I mean, guys have been practicing, not been practicing. But
we don't think so. And I think it's really more of a factor of us, you know, taking care of the ball and making great decisions when we can. So there's always going to be times, whether it be in a drop or, you know, in terms of the throw or a route that you like, can we get those details down just right? I think we can, and we'll work hard to do that. But I don't have a sense for timing not bad. I thought we had honestly one of our best weeks of practice last week heading into the ball game. So we'll go right back at it again today, and that's what today was for. And then we'll, as we get into the week, all the areas we can improve on.
Any update on William and Leonard?
Yes, updates on both. So groin strain and a hamstring strain for both the guys, and we'll have more information as we're going, but they'll be you know, limited just for sure, and won't participate on Wednesday's practice.
Can you talk about the Collins had his most extensive action, looked like had a move on the nickel back.
Yes, in fact, it was one of the things we wanted to put Alford some inside, and we felt like that would be something that as we went through post-New Orleans game, we wanted to go back and look at some things. And so we thought that would be one avenue to go about to try and, you know, just find in little ways to, you know, affect the team better. So we moved Robert inside and Jalen outside. So we'll continue to work that. We also worked Robinson 3Z in some in our nickel safety package. So those are some of the things and specifically we worked on.
How'd that change go for you?
You know, there wasn't a lot of opportunities that we thought went outside. So much of the stuff inside became check downs where, you know, on the third downs, I think that was a real factor where we were able to create some longer third downs where the ball was checked down, not some deep shots, you know, overhead. But each week, you know, Collins, he's one of our guys in our plan D, our development plan, that he's been working hard, getting the extra time in practice. And I thought his technique outside has been really improving. So it was great to see that carry over into the game.
Said that the attention to detail has been the biggest improvement that he's made from training camp. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a real factor when you're playing that position. Outside, if you can just get out of whack, you know, that split second of your technique where it can go away from you, it's every play. And I think that's one of the real messages for him. Can I stay with it down after down? Because he's got the speed and the length to do it. So it was really important for him to know he can do it down after down. Yeah, Vaughn.
Just stay on outside. I know Desmond Trufant shows up every week, but what did you see in his technique yesterday?
There's a couple of things I think jump out to me about his game that's improving. One is the pre-snap communication stuff, you know, the split of a receiver, the formation that he's now able to give the alert to the guy next to him, whether it be a safety or a linebacker. That type of communication, man, is invaluable, Vaughn, in terms of the information. This play might come right here. I can give that information. That's when you can share, you know, from my teammate to my teammate. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but the alert is there. And I think just him having that, you know, that comfort at the line of scrimmage, he always has the speed to trust himself that he can bail out of there, but having his, you know, patience at the line of scrimmage is really helping his technique.
Communication. Yesterday, Paul Warlow said that the reason he got that interception is because Durant kind of pointed to him and said, hey, you know, you got to be in that spot. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a cool story. I'm glad to hear that. Because, as you know, last week that was one of the areas that we totally wanted to improve on. So you might have even seen it wasn't quite as loud at periods, some periods in practice. You know, we wanted to make sure I want to hear it all the time. And having a guy like JD in there where he can communicate and get the information coming, man, that's good to hear. And that's what being a great teammate is all about. Hey, this play may come up. And if you're able to share that information and articulate it to the guy next to you and he makes a play, man, what a cool opportunity that is.
I know you've been high on Devontae since the start of training camp and had a lot of, you know, praise for his work ethic and whatever. But to have him be such a constant week after week, what does it mean?
I think it honestly jumps out in his technique as a running back. And he honestly takes it one gap at a time. In our system, you know, where he can take it outside, it could be an outside run. But we've seen plays with him where it can start outside, come back into a B gap or a C gap, and even cut all the way back. I think one of the things that's we don't talk about it a lot is he can really catch it too, coming out of the backfield or aligning and empty and doing it that way too. So he's a real factor, both in the run game and the pass game.
Now he sits as the NFL rushing leader. He's going to get a lot more attention. Can you talk about his how he's set up to handle that kind of attention that will come?
Yeah, I think he's in a spot where he just loves to compete. So as it comes down to it, it's all going to be about this week in terms of how, you know, the things he wants to improve on in the run game. So we just try to put everything we can into this week and the preparation that goes into it and not try to look too far down. We're right in the middle of it. And so we all know that. And just, you know, 7 games in. So we got so much football to play. And so it's just right back to it this week.
When Hankerson went down and Nick Williams stepped up, made a few big catches for you guys. Has he gone from somebody at the, you know, the start of camp who wasn't getting a lot of attention to somebody who's, you know, a pretty valuable part of the offense?
I think it was just the work and mindset that he had. He's one of the best competitors we have. And that's really how he played his way onto the team. In terms of, okay, you're here because of the way you battle and compete. And the times that we target him, it just seems to come up with first down catch after first down catch. I think it's that ability to know, like, when you go over in his direction, you know, he's coming down with it. He is a great competitor.
How's Matt Ryan playing? A lot of folks have been spoiled over the years. They haven't seen him had a stretch of games like this with a couple interceptions and balls.
Well, I think when we're talking about if there's some struggling for us, we really feel like it comes down to the ball. And for us, the run game, the keepers, the play action, the dropbacks, all that goes with it. That's our entire offense. And so we feel like in that way, there's a number of big plays out there for us. And our entire offense all together, that's when we're at our best, when we're not having the first and 20s and the long stuff to go. But we're able to use that full complement of stuff and attack a team and attack a defense in every way imaginable. The shots down the field, the throws to the flat, the run game, the keepers, that's really when we're at our best led in terms of when we're able to attack in all ways.
Are you addressing that with Matt? I mean, he hadn't had a stretch of 3 games with this many turnovers.
Sure. For the whole team, that's – for us about the ball, that's absolutely, you know, where it starts. So it's something that we talk about, you know, on a daily basis. And in this game, one was tipped around, you know, in the end zone, made a good play. And the one for the screen, I think Matt would certainly like to say he'd like to have that one back, no doubt. But I will say this, the way he attacks and the way we want to go after it, we're not going to back off. We just want to make great decisions with the football. We have belief and trust in him like you couldn't imagine. And so we're anticipating those turnovers going away and defensively able to get more.
Do you sense he's growing frustrated? Is he the kind of player where you would be able to tell that as a coach?
I don't know if I'd be able to tell just because he is such a competitor. I think you have a sense for when, you know, if a turnover happens, yeah, he doesn't want to have that one. But I do know this, in terms of the way he attacks things and goes after it, when we're trying to constantly get better, he's somebody at the front of that list that would be right there trying to do that. He's, I think, the first player that I met, you know, coming in here last offseason on the day that I was announced here, and he was right there waiting. That shows you the type of competitor and how much he wants to be good and how much he wants to work at it to get it right. So, yeah, he's probably the – you know, you may know he's frustrated, or I may know, but I don't know if everybody else would know.
Even after the first game, you know, he talked about the mistakes that he made. What does it mean to have a guy that's so accountable and willing to step up and say, hey, you know what, I screwed up, it's on me?
I think when a guy has that and you trust this guy so much, who's a leader for your team, your teammates have such great respect, that he's not saying that it's somebody else's fault or this might have happened. So, honestly, it's about our whole offense and all the different ways that we attack where we're heading in terms of the mindset to run it and the keepers and the shots down the field and how to feature the guys. It's all out there for us. I can't wait to see where we end up because the feeling of attacking in every snap in terms of the way we want to come off the ball. It's alive for us. And will we do a better job taking care of the ball? You bet we will.
Any Joe, having second thoughts on not giving Devontae the ball on the one down there? You had the fullback run in the pass.
Yeah, that's a good topic to talk about while we're at it on the goal line series. There was no hesitation on my end to go for it and thought it could be a two-score game. And we go for it a lot on fourth down. And I think that's the trust and the belief that we have in the players, number one. So we had, you know, through the preseason, I think we had four runs and a pass. And on the last one, we, you know, thought we had a good shot to, you know, on the fullback play to get it. In the last one, we were expecting a certain coverage, and let's give them credit. They took the coverage away that they had. But the belief for Devontae in terms of, you know, our mindset and what he can do, he's a factor in everything. So, yeah, it would have been great to have that come back. But as we're playing our goal line off, you know, our goal line offense, there's lots of ways to attack. And as we go through it, we'll continue to find ways to attack.
One more question for you, Coach. Vic admitted he made a mistake on that 12th man on the field. What kind of a conversation did you have with him regarding that?
Yeah, I think the first thing that we talked about, and we talked about for our whole team, let's make sure, like, in all the situations, let's make sure we know how to finish, and that's doing right longer. And that was a time he lost his poise. You know, if a play's all the way on the other side, and okay, knowing the situation, that's a third down play, that's a big stop, man, like, you've got to bust it to get off the field. And so it was a learning one, and fortunately that we came back and had a stop, because that really could have been a really hard one for us in terms of the mistake. But, yeah, as we're going through it, you know, like, it was one that he will absolutely learn from, and I'd be hard-pressed to think that would happen again.